USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote Tuesday on a subpoena for Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over the platform's blocking of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Speaking with Fox News, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accuses the tech company of actively violating the First Amendment.
Big tech censorship has always been bad, but they really crossed the line in the last 24 hours. I'm not aware of their previously actively censoring major press outlets. It's not really any different than Twitter blocking Fox News from sending out a story. Look, Fox News may be right or wrong. The New York Post may be right or wrong. But silencing the media is a direct violation of the principles of the First Amendment.
C-SPAN has suspended political editor Steve Scully after he admitted to lying about his Twitter account being hacked. Scully had said his Twitter was hacked after a tweet asking former administration official Anthony Scaramucci for advice in responding to criticism from President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
Coronavirus impacts the Democratic presidential campaign. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The Biden campaign says vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris will suspend in-person events until Monday after two people associated with the campaign tested positive for COVID-19. The campaign says Biden had no exposure, though he and Harris spent several hours campaigning together in Arizona on October 18th. Harris scheduled to travel Thursday to North Carolina for events encouraging voters to cast early ballots. That event canceled. The Biden campaign told reporters Thursday morning that Harris's communication director and a traveling staff member for her campaign to Arizona tested positive after that October 8th trip. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And stocks fell slightly for the third straight day as concerns over a stimulus package come to the forefront. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rebounded in the final hour of trading to erase a 332-point drop from earlier in the day to finish virtually unchanged. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The government warned the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government and does not obtain private information from tests in the U.S. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The border between the United States and Canada will remain shut for the foreseeable future. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the United States doesn't have coronavirus control to the point where he'd feel comfortable in reopening the border. An agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico to keep the border shut to non-essential traffic is set to expire on October 21st. And the Atlanta Falcons became the latest NFL team to shut down their facilities after at least one confirmed positive coronavirus test. They're the latest team to have a member test positive. The New England Patriots and Tennessee Titans have already had games rescheduled because of positive tests. The Titans went nearly 2 weeks between games because of an outbreak that infected at least 20 players and staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.